or you can look at the tape and you can see that we weren't executing.
Is that what? How hard is to adjust on the fly when things when you as a coach are seeing that happen, and you know obviously you want to stop immediately. You know, how difficult is that to?
We're coaching it every play. You know, because when we get on the sideline, we look at the pitchers. You know, we're trying to make the adjustments and the corrections at that point in time. You can't make it with the entire group, okay? So individual coaches, individual positions, you know, we're all talking and trying to make those corrections as we go along.
What was it that you
saw continue on and on and on?
Oh, it's very frustrating, you know, because you know that we understand, we should know how to play that better. And so, you know, it was very frustrating. Excuse me.
What was it that you attribute to the lack of success you guys had defending the zone read with Wilson pulling it?
I think that, one, you know, our objective going to the game was to try to contain 24, okay? And then we knew that 3 would pull it, okay? So we had a hard time tackling 24 because he was having a good day. And I think the focus went to more 24 than it did to 3.
When you come out during the second half, you know, the first play, they run the same thing, and he gets another big play on that. Is that disappointing to you? Obviously, you probably made some adjustments at halftime to try and limit that, and then the first play, it seemed like there was another, I don't know, mental breakdown or whatever?
They did it out of a different formation, and really we had a person that was there, but again, that person went to 24 and didn't really pay attention to 3, and so, you know, it looked like, oh, here we go again.
How do you get that straightened out? You face another read option guy who can do sort of the same things. You know.
Yeah, we tried to change our approach this week and how we taught it. And then we also, we worked hard. We put a lot of energy and effort into making sure that we explained exactly what the assignments were. And we also walked through the different assignments. And we've just continuously, mentally and physically and verbally gone through option football assignments.
Do you think there was assumptions that either on the coaching staff that the players had understood what they needed to do or from the players that they thought they knew what they had to do?
I think that when we prepared to play the football game, I think we prepared knowing what to do. Mm-hmm.
Did you spend more time on it this week trying to stop that?
This is a very diverse offense. They have a great power running game. You guys know Frank Gore is a strong downhill runner. They have many personalities. They also can run the read option. You know, they have an outside toss sweep game. So we had to, we divided our time up, and like I said, we took a different approach in how we prepared each segment of their run game this week.
What dynamic about Colin Kaepernick concerns you most? What dynamic of what he brings to the table?
His ability to get outside the pocket and throw accurately. I mean, he really throws accurately outside the pocket.
You talked to a lot of the players this week, and the one thing that we asked him, he said, you know, what's it like being ranked last in the league? And they just kind of shook their head and said, better than this. I mean, you're the defensive coordinator. I mean, how do you feel about it, and you know, how do you tell them to react to it?
I tell them we got to go to work. We have 7 games. We're not going to stay there. We're gonna get out of that situation.
Do you feel the heat?
Is it simply guys just listening?
No. I think our guys are listening. I think our guys are trying hard. There's a lack of execution at times, and we just, you know, so when you have a lack of execution, then it doesn't look good. Other teams make big plays for them.
Do you personally, or does it, and the defense also, do you hear the criticism and do you feel the heat when you are the 32nd ranked defense in the league? Is that something that inevitably crawls into, you know, into guys' heads and the guys' ears?
Really, the thing I'm more concerned with is the New York Giants and our players. So the outside criticism or what have you, I kind of block that out because my concern is with improving the New York Giants. We all want the same thing. We want to win. We want to be the best we can possibly be, and we want to put energy and effort into doing that. So we have 7 games because we're at that plateau right now. We're at the 32nd spot right now. We have 7 games to crawl out of that spot. We'll crawl out.
When you've been in four, obviously the 4 game losing streak, and you've had obviously some issues in the secondary with injuries, but you know the numbers, you know the yardage each game is, you know, obviously peaked by. much do you take that on yourself, and do you look at yourself like, you know, what am I doing here? Am I doing the right things here? You know, do I need to change things up?
Oh, yeah, I'm personally responsible for everything, you know, for all facets of the defense, and I take it personally, sure. But all I know to do is go back to work. I evaluate as best I can what our players can do and what they do well, try to put them in the positions to have success and offer them success every day and every game, you know, in order for us to win.
Is it difficult to resist change coming off of a game like that? The idea of, well, now we just got to change everything because nothing worked, and we got to move guys around, and we got to do this differently, that differently.
When you say change, you know, we've got a lot of guys moved around in a lot of different positions because some are new and some are injured, and so, you know, we have some pieces that are moved around. I don't think you change. I think, you know, we have a basic fundamental, we have a basic core, we have a basic belief, okay? We have a basic philosophy in what we're trying to do. We just got to do that better.
Did you contemplate this week any major personnel changes, and where do you kind of stand at safety right now with at least free safety? With the two guys seem to go in and out there a little bit in that last game.
No personnel changes, from that standpoint. We played Brown 50%. We played Demps 50%, we're trying to get both guys integrated. We're trying to use a little bit of the three safety package, a little bit. So, nothing out of the ordinary.
Do you intend to do much of the same with that free safety spot moving forward? Is that sort of the plan for you guys with Demps and Brown?
Sure, yes.
How do you compensate for Jaquan?
Mark Herzlick will play. Spencer Paysinger will play. Okay. We'll use, in the sub package. That's how we'll use that. And then Devin Kennard, we'll use him also in the sub package.
So in the nickel where you would like to use Jaquan, you'll use any number of those three?
We'll use a number of those three players for sure.
Obviously, it's in retrospect. Did you notice anything with Jaquan during the game? Did his play possibly be affected by that? I mean, he graded out one of his lowest games of the year.
I would attribute it to that. You know, when we looked at the film, I think it was the Antrell Roll recovered the fumble at about the 49 yard line. That's when we assumed that he got hit. But he was nothing. It was nothing any different. You know, from talking to him, from communicating with him on the sideline, so no, we couldn't tell anything during the ball game.
Yeah.
When you have the last game you had, with the rushing success they had, I mean, you kind of looked at this upcoming game, if these guys can't come out fired up and play at the level you expect.
No, we're competitors, man. You know what? You play the game to win. You play the game because you love the game. You can play the game to compete. So, hey, we're going to come and we're going to compete and we're going to get some victory on Sunday.